This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Let's go to my man Mike DiRocco, who does an excellent job of covering the Jags on a daily basis for ESPN NFL Nation. Follow him on Twitter, like I and many others do, at ESPN DiRocco. Mike, did you ever think it was going to be this interesting covering Urban Meyer?
not even close. I thought there would be some rough patches just because, you know, I covered him before when he was at the University of Florida. But I never thought that I would be writing a story about a young lady dancing close to his lap and him allegedly
reaching for a patch,
not having a real good time. Yeah.
God. It's just
nothing that I ever thought that I would be writing about. No, I mean, not this. No way.
And Mike, the part is it's almost like he's 15 years old and you're like your father and you're looking at you. That's what I feel like Shad Khan must have felt like the other day. Like, he's a 15-year-old kid that did something incredibly stupid that 15-year-old kids do. And then the father has to, like, yo, what are you doing? What are you thinking? And that's kind of what Urban is right now. It's dude, what are you thinking? You are an NFL coach. You're feeling up some hot blonde in a bar in public. You know what I mean? Hey, if you wanted to hook up with her, dude, just have her go to your room and nobody finds out and – you don't embarrass your wife, you don't embarrass your team, all of that kind of stuff. And the fact that you didn't go back with your team, which, you know, you and I have been covering football for a long time, that's unheard of unless you're a college coach going on a recruiting trip or something right out of a game or something like that. It's just, how does this cross the mind, Mike? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those – this is one of those situations where it's a snowball thing, where you make one bad decision that leads to another bad decision that leads to another bad decision, and all of a sudden you're in a hole you can't get out of. And then you've got your owner – I like the analogy of the 15-year-old, but I'll take it a little further like this. You know how sometimes, you know, your dad or your mom would go, I'm not angry at you, I'm just disappointed. Well, right. Shad Khan was both angry – and disappointed and upset and annoyed, as he should be. You know, the argument of it being a distraction, you know, you could probably, you know, for the team in terms of on-field stuff, you can probably argue both sides of that if you wanted to, that these are professional athletes and this is something that, you know, in their lives, they have all kinds of other stuff going on. They're not just players. So they're always dealing with a distraction of some sort, whether it's a family situation or what have you. But you can't argue that it's an embarrassment, and it embarrassed Urban, it embarrassed his family, it embarrassed all the players, it embarrassed Shad Khan, and let's be honest, it embarrassed the league. It's just not a good look, and the amount of stupidity is just at an epic level here. And you know, I'm not saying anything Urban Meyer hasn't said in terms of stupidity. I mean, it was a dumb, stupid decision followed by another dumb, stupid decision, and now here we are.
Do you think he is in the process of losing the locker room? Because, you know, like many have pointed out, in the bye week, he can't tell anybody, hey, guys, be smart, because obviously you're not smart. So, you know, and then obviously you don't come back with the team. And basically, I didn't come back to the team because I wanted a piece of ass. You know, that's kind of the way it looks like to the guys. So you're closer to the team than we are. Where is this team? Urban Meyer right now?
I think he's lost some respect from the players, and I think there's a lot of contempt for him in that locker room, and some guys support him more than others. Some guys are probably going to tune him out, but the bottom line is they know they still have a game this week, and they've got other assistant coaches helping them to get ready. They've got a quarterback who's a young This will be his fifth start. He's 22 years old. You kind of got to keep him focused. And, you know, if this were, you know, a situation that was probably, I don't think it's going to be a distraction in terms of if they lose on Sunday, it's all because of this. If they lose on Sunday to the Titans, it's because they're not a very good team. And they were not a very good team before this happened. Right. They've got issues at a lot of spots. They're on pace. Last year was the worst defense they've ever put on the field, gave up the most points and yards. And this year they're on pace to either better that or tie it. So this is not a good team. And whether they win Sunday doesn't mean that they rallied behind their coach. And whether they lose Sunday, it doesn't mean that they were too distracted to do it. But that's going to be the narrative. But it's just a mess. And he's going to have a long road to go to recapture that respect. And, you know, I guess, you know, the players not have any more contempt for him. But here's the thing. As we all know, winning cures everything. If they win this game, they go beat the Dolphins in London and heading into their bye after two consecutive victories, then all this will probably be way, way on the back burner.
Yeah, it could be. Although, I will say this, Mike, I've never heard an owner say, oh, he has to earn our trust back. That was, dude, when I saw that line on that statement from Shad Khan, strong, brother. I mean,
it was.
That was something that, like, it hit me right away. It was like, wow, okay, this guy dropped the bomb here. And so this is the follow-up I have to this. Does he need to win several games to save his ass, period? I wonder if there's a part of Shad that says, I just want this guy to resign, because if I have to fire him at the end of the year, then I have to pay him also on top of all of that. Or does this behavior open the door for him to be able to get out of that contract? So what's Dave Urban's job at the end of the year in your eyes?
You know, they're, despite the severe statement, the public reprimand, they still have faith in Urban Meyer that he can be the guy that leads the turnaround at this point, as of whatever time it is right now on Thursday. Stuff can absolutely change. To be honest with you, I'm expecting another video showing something else to be released any day now. I mean, I can't believe that in a crowded bar like that there were only two videos. So if there's something else that gets released, that changes everything. But Shad Khan knew that this was going to be a rebuild year. Despite what Urban said, this is a bad team. I mean, they lost 15 straight games last year. I mean, this is not like Urban shows up, they draft Trevor, and, you know, they're kings of the AFC South.
Right.
But Urban has no margin for error. So basically, from now until, I don't know, he's done coaching, Urban's job is to go to the facility, do the coaching stuff, and then go home, have dinner with Shelly, and go to bed, watch some TV, whatever. You know, Urban can't afford to go out and get caught in a restaurant having four or five drinks, or he can't afford to go out and, you know, be caught doing anything else. He's just got to put his nose down and go back and forth to work, and that's it. There's no margin for error for him. And that, you know, like I said, as of right now, I'm not expecting him to get fired at the end of the year. But, you know, in 5 minutes after we get off this, who knows what could happen? Because, again, when you do something like that out in public, everybody's got a freaking movie camera in their pocket with their cell phone. I'm just expecting something else to come out, and I'm quite surprised that nothing has at this point.
All right, so let me ask you, because we hear the stories how unhappy some of the players were with some of the ways things he was handling throughout camp, including like that whole thing where they would get on the mic and yell out who won a certain play or whatever and all that kind of stuff. So after you've watched what you've watched so far throughout training camp, preseason, and the first month of the season, and now this fiasco that went on, in your eyes, do you believe this is going to work?
Look, I went into this covering this team knowing that if you expected 5 years out of Urban Meyer, then you're living in an alternate universe. I thought if the Jaguars got 3 years out of Urban Meyer, that would be good. That would be as much as they could ask for. But I do think that Meyer is a good football coach. But the problem is he's got to make that adjustment from dealing with college players to NFL players. And it's an entirely different scenario there. You don't treat these guys like kids. Whatever these guys do, it always amazed me. Whatever these guys do, if one of those players goes out and gets arrested, that's not on Urban. But if a college guy goes out and gets arrested, it's on the coach. So it's a totally different mindset in how you deal with these guys. So I have confidence that they can be a better team. If he were to last 3 years, that they will be a much better team when he's done than when he got here. But a large part of that is Trevor Lawrence. And he is really going to be a very, very good quarterback in this league. And we've seen some incremental progress on from Lawrence and the rest of this team, especially on offense, from week one when they looked like they didn't even know that they were supposed to be playing that day, to last week when they really should have won that game in Cincinnati. And you can argue they should have won the game before against Arizona. So if people are expecting Urban to be here 5, 7, 10 years, yeah, that's a pipe dream. But I think that if he has no other issues with this kind of stuff, I think, yes, they will be better when he leaves in 2 or 3 years. But I don't know if that's Super Bowl better or playoff better or just, you know, a middle-of-the-pack team, which, well, everyone goes, gee, that's the standard. Well, around here it is, because this has been just an absolute disaster of a franchise the last decade.
Yeah, and I'll wrap it up with this. I don't know how many people you've met like me, but look, I'm a hometown guy. I root for all the local teams here in South Florida. I'm born and raised in South Florida, so that's. But I've never been a guy that has any dislike for the Bucs or the Jags. In fact, I root for those teams when they're not playing the Dolphins, of course. So I really want them to do well. And for the Jags fans' sake, I gotta tell you, Mikey, I want them to have success, because I believe Jags fans deserve a team that is good. But man, it's hard for me to root for this guy. God, it is so easy for me, Mikey, to enjoy his failures, enjoy his frustrations, enjoy watching him do what he just did this weekend and make a complete ass of himself. That there's a part of me that I just don't like this guy. And do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, look, you're not alone in that. There is Urban Meyer doesn't make it easy to root for him. He really does. I mean, we could spend, you know, an hour going back over all the things at Florida and Ohio State that would make it so easy to root against him. And, you know, there were a large segment of Jaguar fans that weren't enthralled with the hire either. But, you know, when you've got a guy like that and people want to see fail, you know, it's not surprising that there are a lot of people that are kind of relishing what's going on with him right now. It's, you know, this is a hard franchise to like anyway, just because of how inept that they've been. And then you add Urban Meyer to that, equation. And it's just, if Trevor Lawrence wasn't here, I'm not sure what it would be like around here right now, because as much as people are upset and disappointed and angry at what Urban did, there's still this optimism and this love for Trevor Lawrence here.
Right.
And that helps a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause dude, that's where your hope is. Cause I think logic tells you, cause even the way you were explaining about the whole success, you're not that convinced that this whole Urban thing's going to work out, because you don't think he's going to be here to finish any kind of a job. So whatever he leaves, he'll leave it half-assed. Whether it's a bad team, a decent team, or a great team, he'll kind of leave it half-assed. But if you look at Trevor Lawrence, that's the guy, that's the centerpiece that you would look at and say, well, we can attract a good offensive mind if we have Trevor Lawrence. And if you're a fan, you're going, dude, we finally got a quarterback since Mark Brunell. You know, that's what it is, right? It's Mark Brunell, right, for them, right? I think that's kind of the last, you know, I think Mark Brunell was one hell of a quarterback, dude, you know, in those days. So, yeah, I get it. It's kind of like what we're doing down here, that we're trying to find the guy since Marino. You know what I mean? It's one of those kind of deals. It's crazy, because Lawrence is the one thing you can always hang your hat on and say, man, if we're going to have a future, if we're going to be winners, if we're going to have success, it's that dude right there.
Yeah, and that's why this is that's why this was an attractive job when Doug Marrone was fired last year, because we all knew that this team was drafting Trevor Lawrence, and that's why this will be an attractive job whenever Urban leaves and they have to hire another coach, because you don't get a chance to coach franchise quarterbacks right. every day. And you know, no matter what state this franchise is in, when Urban does leave, Trevor Lawrence is going to make this one of the more sought after jobs. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, like you said, I'm not 100% how good it's going to be, but you know, at least like Trevor Lawrence kind of gives everybody around here hope. And even if it doesn't work now, maybe 3 or 4 years from now, they find the guy that can make it work.
And if you want to follow the craziness in Jacksonville, find out where Herb is going to stick his finger next. Follow my man, Mike DeRocco, on Twitter at ESPN DeRocco, and catch his work there on ESPN NFL Nation. Mikey, you're always awesome, bro. Thank you for taking some time, and don't shake his hands. That's all I can say.
Thanks for having me.
All right, my brother. You be good. There you go. The great Mike DeRocco.